Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Tech Geek Podcast, and this is going to be a really, really interesting one. And before we start, I would like to tell that I'm sorry because I didn't post any podcast for a long time right now, and this is, I guess, 2 weeks after the last episode. So that is kind of sad, but I was kind of busy as well. So let's talk about the new M1 processors today. And before that, I would like to tell you guys that we have a giveaway going on our Discord server right now. You can go ahead and join the Discord server, in which there's an emoji event, and you can post like few emojis in the specific channel, and you will be able to win 1 year of Ghana Plus and basically the Times Prime Lite subscription for 3 months, which gives you 1 year of Ghana Plus. So that you'll be getting for this event, and the best one will be getting the Times Prime subscription. The best two will be put in the emojis of our server, and there'll also be two which will be given a honorable mention. So like, I'm excited for it. I want to see what you guys bring to the table right now. So let's get started with the episode right now. So, the M1 Max. Kind of a controversial topic right now there. The M1 Max, so MacBooks. Interbraced, thin and light laptops from Apple, which are kind of overpriced as well. That's the way I would describe a MacBook. And I am not kind of wrong. So that is a MacBook right now, overpriced Intel laptop. But these new MacBooks can be game changing because they're slightly cheaper than the normal Intel ones, and they use the M1 processor. M1 is an ARM based processor, so it's a system on a chip, and it doesn't have user upgradable stuff, but like people use upgradable RAM for Macs, but I kind of feel like that's not a valid point when the laptop itself is actually pretty good. So the M1 processor is an ARM based processor, and it's a pretty good one. They made some vague claims on the Apple event, but they do that every time. So they told 3x CPU performance, 5x GPU performance, and 15 times neural engine performance, and they claim that they're going to get more performance than 98% of PC laptops, which I'm going to talk about later. I'm not going to talk about now because there's benchmarks out as well. And they launched two laptops and a desktop. So they launched the MacBook Air, the MacBook Pro, and a Mac Mini. MacBook Air M1 chip, 8-core CPU, 7-core GPU. MacBook Pro, 8-core CPU, 8-core GPU, and a MacBook Pro. Sorry, MacBook Pro, 8-core CPU, 8-core GPU, and Mac Mini, 8-core CPU and 8-core GPU. And Mac Mini and the MacBook Pro have fans, but the MacBook Air is fanless, which is completely silent. And like, the benchmarks tell that you don't need a fan in the MacBook Air, and I am kind of fine with, like, because that's like fanless right now and there's no noise. Like in video calls, we don't need any type of like noise because it can be very disturbing. So I am really happy with that. And the other thing is that the M1 processors are actually pretty good. So the claims they made, more powerful than 98% of PC laptops, 3x CPU performance, blah, 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 all that true. I am equally shocked as you are, because like, how can they all be true in like an ARM processor? This CPU just beat out the Ryzen 740-800U, which is like not top of the line AMD laptop processor, but kind of top of the line in thin and light laptops. So in gaming, it's going to be Ryzen 940-900HS, but that wasn't like that. It was not even near the M1, so it was very far away. But this is a thin and light laptop, guys. So I'm really excited about this processor and what Apple does with this. And I'm really waiting for the new iMacs and the MacBook Pro 16-inch. Like, people know it's out there. We know Apple. Like, it's sitting somewhere in the headquarters right now. So just give it to us and we'll be fine. And I just love the new M1 chip because they're bringing in so much value for a thin and light laptop that you can't ignore them at all. Like, that is going to be like one of the biggest generation leaps from Apple. They never did that with the Macs. Macs are not as popular as Windows laptops, but it's fine right now. That is going to change. So that's what I'm going to talk about the M1 Max right now. Let's talk more. Let's talk about, you know, what is the scenario right now, because it's kind of bad for Apple. It's kind of weird because many people are on a different page right now, as they think the M1 Max is a bad idea, while some people think M1 Max is a very good idea. I kind of disagree with both of them because I'm in the middle of it, because it is a great idea, but the execution is average, not the best out there, but like average. So it's not the best Mac ever Apple is going to make, but it is going to be one of the, you know, the most remembered ones. That is also kind of, we don't know, because, you know, we don't know what they're going to do with these Macs. Like, they can just cancel them all around, but we don't know about that. So I feel like there is a different perspective to this, and that is what we are not looking at right now. Apple is not going to, you know, succeed or do anything with this Mac, but they are going to, you know, set a milestone for themselves, because it's Apple. They know what to do. If they make a mistake, they will make that mistake a good step that they made. That they took. They change it into battery. So it's Apple. What can we say? We don't know. Like, we should see what the future of the M1 is. So then we'll get to know if, you know, M1 is really worth it or not. But I am inclining towards it's worth it, because it's just awesome. Hats off to Apple. They just pulled this out of the hat. No one knew that M1 would be so, so powerful. Rosetta runs so good. Like, Rosetta is so good right now. And I don't know what to talk about this new Macs right now. They're actually very, 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 very good. That's all I'm going to say about these new Macs. Except that I don't have anything to talk about the new Macs. Okay, what are we going to talk about? I'm just checking my notes here, guys. Wait a minute. Yeah, one more thing about the new Apple Macs. There's this huge argument between a lot of YouTubers, especially Linus Tech Tips, but I don't think this should exist right now. The argument, it should not exist, because many of the YouTubers are on the same page, because the benchmarks tell that the new Apple Macs are actually pretty great. So that is it for the Apple M1 Max, and let's talk something else right now, Oppo especially. So guys, this episode is going to be a really short one, about 20 minutes, I guess 15 to 20 minutes, because there's not a lot of things to talk about. The main thing has been the M1 Max and the new Oppo event, so there's not a lot to talk about right now, but expect more stuff to come soon in the next episode. So
Let's talk about the Oppo phones now and the whole, you know, landscape of the folding and weird phones. So Oppo had an event in China recently. Recently, I mean yesterday, and they launched a prototype of a rollable phone. So that's the first time we saw a rollable phone in hands of a person or someone else, because it's there. The rollable phone is there, and it's kind of very good. I really love the new form factor, but it's kind of pointless as well. Like, why would you need a rollable phone when the folding phone is the future? Rollable is cool, but there's only one use case for it, when you want to change between aspect ratios. But that doesn't happen very often, because many apps use 21 is to 9, 18 is to 9, or 16 is to 9, and many apps also have the ability to, you know, reposition the aspect ratio. So it's quite a weird argument right now for the rollable phones, because like, people love the rollable concept, but they, you know, don't need it. Like, why would you need a rollable phone when foldable is there? Like, foldable has better features, better processor, better camera. The Z Fold 2 is excellent. That's like the best thing to happen in the foldable phone thing, foldable phone landscape. So I don't think that, you know, the Z Fold, nobody's going to replace the Z Fold 2 or foldables, because foldables have their own place, and they actually, you know, there's a use case for it, like tablet plus phone. There's a huge use case for it, and I think that the rollable phone concept will go soon, and it will not last that long. So that's it for the rollable phone thing. Let's talk about the foldable landscape as well, because the foldable landscape is getting pretty interesting right now, and there's a lot of things to talk about in the foldable landscape. So foldable phones, really good phones that fold in half or 3/4 as the Huawei Matex. But the biggest player in this foldable phone industry is no doubt Samsung. Like, you gotta accept it. If you're an Apple fanboy as well, they didn't put a 120 Hz screen this year. So like, yeah, Samsung is the leader in the foldable phone landscape right now, and the weird phones landscape is also there right now, like the LG Wing, LG Velvet, and that crown is obviously taken by LG, because they have like many concepts to try right now. There's also their new rollable phone coming out, so it's awesome. And now let's, you know, the foldable phone is like a weird industry, but also not so weird. Like, it's weird because like, a screen that folds in half, people are going to get attracted to it. It's like so weird, but there's a use case as well, so it's not weird. So it's kind of a confusing thing right now between the foldable thing. And I'll be back with after a quick break right now, so stay tuned to the podcast. You are not going to have a break anyways. So let's talk in 1 second, I guess. So now let's talk about some quick news, and the first one is going to be about YouTube, and YouTube is now offering YouTube Premium's subscription bundle with Google Stadia. Actually, the reverse. So Stadia will come free with YouTube Premium right now, and if you are in a country right like UK, USA, or Canada, you can get this right. No, I think Canada is not in one of them. Okay, Canada is not there, but UK or US, you can redeem it right now, and pretty decent deal. Like, why shouldn't you buy YouTube Premium right now? So try to buy the YouTube Premium subscription, and you're going to get Stadia for free. And there's the new RX 6000 series announcement, and RX 6000 has been slightly underwhelming right now, because they are like up to the spec of the 3080, 3070, and the 3090, but they performed as well up to the 3080, 3090, and 3070. But the problem is that when you enable something like ray tracing and NVIDIA's RTX Voice Shadow Play and all that stuff,
and that AMD's offering just fades away, and scalpers are here as well. They won't go anywhere. So scalpers are here and they're selling at a very high cost again. So if Nvidia's was a paper launch, what is AMD's? And now let's talk about PS5. So PS5, all was going good, but something needed to happen. So PS5's delivery from online, like online shops like Amazon and Walmart, Best Buy, this is in US guys, so they, when they were delivering stuff, a few people robbed delivery vans and they took out the stuff and they didn't deliver to the customer. They did, the PS5s didn't get delivered to the customers, and kind of feeling bad for the people who ordered it, but man, people improve, have some humanity. Now let's talk about an interesting article on The Verge. So they wrote an article telling that Google Stadia survived an year, but its future depends on games like Cyberpunk 2027. So Stadia, I just told right now it's free with YouTube Premium, you can buy right now. But Stadia, like the hype just faded away quickly after launch, because you know the games are very costly and all that stuff. Some were actually pretty good, like Destiny 2 was free. So that is a like bad thing for Stadia right now, because there's not a lot of game library, and right now its future depends on games like Cyberpunk and Assassin's Creed Valhalla. There's a point, because these games, like many people can't play these games, like Assassin's Creed Valhalla and Watch Dogs Legion were like very very unoptimized games and they were not as good. So you need a powerful PC to play them, and Stadia is a really good option for that. And they both released in Stadia, and this is actually the way Stadia can make some money right now. But I think Google will cancel Stadia as well, so let's wait for that. And talking about Stadia, there's a lot and lot of Stadia news this week. Google Stadia app is coming to iOS officially now as a web app, and when you buy Cyberpunk 2077 on Stadia right now, you're going to get the Stadia Premier Kit for free. So hurry right now. And what do we have right now? Samsung has a price cut at S20 lineup. Yeah, Hitman developers. So Hitman developers IO Games are actually working on a new game right now. It's called Project 007. That's a James Bond based game. I'm really excited for it. And these days we are actually covering a lot of gaming news, and that's mostly because there has been a lot of gaming news and the gaming industry is shaping quite well right now. So stay tuned for more gaming news, and that's the end of like short news section. And thank you guys for listening or watching this podcast, and I'll see you in the next one. Till then, stay home, stay safe, and join our Discord server right now so you can win 1 year of Ghana Plus for free.